Hi, this is Professor George again. The first time I ever taught Richard Wright's short story, Long Black Sun, I was really surprised by the reactions that students had to Silas's behavior at the end of the story. Many students got what Richard Wright intended, but others remarked that Silas made a bad decision and that he had other choices instead of staying in that house and dying. Now, it's tempting to say that we all have choices all the time, because we like to think that we're in control of our lives, and we definitely don't want to think that someone else might be in control or might have the power to influence our choices. But I question whether we always have choices. Here's my assertion. I believe that we almost always have options. However, we don't always have choices. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that an option is like door number one or door number two. We can run that yellow light and risk getting a ticket, or we can stop and risk being late to work. In other words, we have options when there is more than one thing that we can do. But many times with options, both choices are bad or not of our making. Choices exist when we have at least one good option. For example, we might have a choice where we could go to College A that offers us a $5,000 scholarship. Wouldn't that be nice? Or we can go to College B that only offers loans. Here we have two choices, and at least one of them is a good choice. But imagine a person is being robbed, and he's told by the robber, "I can either kill your daughter or I can kill your son. You decide." In my opinion, that person has options, but he does not have choices, because either option is undesirable. And if that person chooses, he does so under coercion, so it's not really a choice. Now, coercion can come in all kinds of forms. Sometimes it's direct, like when a person has a gun to our head. Clearly, they have power over us. But other times, it's more subtle. It can even be unspoken. An example of that would be your boss asking you to pick up her laundry. You have the option to say yes, or the option to say no. However, you know that your boss is vindictive. She didn't come out and say, "If you don't pick up my laundry, I'm going to fire you or give you a bad review." But you know the kind of person she is. So without her saying a word, she has power over you and over your decision. So that's not a choice, it's coercion. The reason I'm asking you to think about choices and options and coercion is because this week's writing assignment asked you whether Sarah made a choice or whether she was coerced into a choice. Now, in my opinion, a person who makes a choice has at least one good option. But a person who is coerced into a choice or into a situation is choosing between at least one bad option. They're being forced into that situation. Because many of you are still in the thinking stage of the writing assignment, I'm not going to ask you to talk about Silas and Sarah, although you can if you want. But my question for you is about the movie Crash. This week, I asked you to look at an excerpt from that film. And in that excerpt, two affluent black people, a husband and a wife, are driving in California when they get pulled over by a corrupt and immoral police officer. And during the traffic stop, the husband, Cameron, watches as the police officer sexually molests his wife. Now, you saw how Cameron reacted. I have two questions. First, based on my definition of options versus choices, did Cameron have a genuine choice? Not just options, but real choices. or was he coerced? Make sure you tell me what my definitions were, and make sure that you support your answer based on what you saw in the film clip. My second question is kind of the same thing. To what extent, if any, was Cameron coerced? Or to put it another way, what power and authority did that police officer have over him? And of course, after you've recorded your discussion and you've listened to your classmates, I want you to think about these definitions, and I want you to ask these same questions about Sarah and about Silas as you write this week's reading response. So I look forward to our discussion. Let's get started.